I'd like to read to you from God's Word this morning from Psalm 145, verse 18, and it says, "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth." Dear friends, I'd like to give you the greetings from your fellow believers in Clarkston and Orofino. I'd like, even though we're 1,700 miles from you or more, from where you're listening to this chapel address, this audio chapel address, I would like to underscore the truth and the fact that though we are separated by distance, and whatever that distance may be, we are united in our faith, in our faith in our Savior Jesus Christ. Wow. What a big difference it is, preaching or giving a chapel talk to an audio device or a video recording. What a big difference it must be for you students to be finishing your school year at home. Distance learning, they call it. And I'm sure that it comes with its challenges. It's probably overwhelming your professors and your teachers. It's probably overwhelming your parents, yourselves. Things have changed. Relationships are strained. But here in this Word of God for our hearts this morning, we have encouragement. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him. It is at times like these that we go to those who are nearest to us, to family, to those who we have a personal relationship with. And I'm sure that many of you students have developed and built personal relationships with each other. If not for the first year, how about all 4 years, maybe 8 years in college and seminary, 11 years? Wow. I know because I was there. Those relationships are important to us, aren't they? And right now, they're strained. Even though we have Zoom and we have Hangouts and all the other social media to keep in touch with each other, there just is not the same, there just isn't the same comfort of being face-to-face, laughing, joking, loving, being kind, and sharing that close personal relationship with our friends. But here we have the confidence and the assurance that the Lord is near. He is the one who has adopted us as His dear child through faith in Jesus Christ. He is the one who, as our Heavenly Father, so loved us that He sent His Son Jesus to go to the cross to pay for all of our deeds, our misdeeds, our sins, the things that went against His word. Jesus stood in our place as our substitute, shed His blood, and died so that you and I could live and have the assurance that God is our Heavenly Father, who is near to us who call upon Him. This idea of calling up, calling out, who call upon Him, is of course talking about the heart-to-heart talks we have with God every day. Prayer, the ability to have the confidence of knowing we can approach the throne of grace and have our Heavenly Father hear our supplications and have Him hear and answer everything that is going on in our lives this moment, this day. We're separated from our loved ones. We have social distancing going on. We have all kinds of strained problems because of sin in the world, but God is there. He's near. He's near, which means He is right here with you right now. The Apostle Paul told the Romans, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." We do call on the name of the Lord. We call upon Him in truth. You and I have been hearing God's word since our youth. You and I have been using that powerful, living word of God in our hearts and lives, knowing that the Holy Spirit is building and edifying our faith. Because of our sinful natures, our faith slips every day, doesn't it? We have doubts, we have worries, we have concerns, as if we don't have a Savior who is always near us and who will always answer us and whose truth always reminds us that he'll never leave us. And yet, Jesus knows our frame. He remembers we are dust. He knows we need the encouragement that comes from that regular feeding upon his word that builds up our faith. And so Jesus, the word, gives us his promise that when we call upon him in truth, what he's doing is sending his Holy Spirit to make that truth alive in our hearts, to make that truth build up our faith so that we rely on his forgiveness that is found in his cross. What a great friend we have in Jesus. What a wonderful Father we have in heaven. What a Spirit who dwells in us and makes us his holy temple. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, Jesus tells us. Although we may be at a distance from each other, we are all closely united in our risen and living Lord Jesus. When life troubles us, our faith calls out to him, and he hears and answers us, because he is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. We'll close with three stanzas from hymn 540.
With the Lord begin thy task, Jesus will direct it. For his aid and counsel ask, Jesus will perfect it. Every morn with Jesus rise, and when day is ended, in his name then close thine eyes, be to him commended. Let each day begin with prayer, praise and adoration. On the Lord cast every care, he is thy salvation. Morning, evening, and at night, Jesus will be near thee. Save thee from the tempter's might, with his presence cheer thee. With thy Savior at thy side, foes need not alarm thee. In his promises confide, and no ills can harm thee. All thy trust do thou repose in the mighty Master, who in wisdom truly knows how to stem disaster.